The latest fad on WeChat Moments or Friend Circle is this. Once you've entered your name and birthday, various tags of your personality traits, such as optimist, sensitive, and self-healer, and amongst other things, will be put into one picture summary. Of course, in order to see the summary, you will have to forward it to your friend circle. And that's what we saw last weekend and kind of over the weekdays this week too. So what is this game about and why is it popular?
It sounds like a very simple game. You put your name and birthday and you get the many tags showing your character testing. So, however, the user must subscribe to the app company's public account to play. And this social media app was released in the afternoon, July 15th. And statistics shows that the app jumped into the top 10 of the free SNS apps of iOS system within 24 hours. And according to an employee of this company, its public WeChat account gained millions of users, followers after the game was released. Unfortunately, as this violates the WeChat ban of Juul-like tests, the public account was blocked for 7 days as a punishment. This ban actually was published to protect people's privacy.
Yeah, that is an important concern there, privacy, because this reminds me of other sort of these unscientific personality tests that you see online. Like on Facebook, you have these where you'll take the test, then you post the results on your Facebook so everybody can see. The big difference, though, of course, being that this does publicize some of your personal details. And admittedly, if you know that and you want to go for it, I suppose that's okay, but it's better not to do that. I think it shouldn't be so easy for people to do that. And it's not necessary either. You could publicize other interesting or whatever you want to call it sort of details from these unscientific tests without revealing your personal information.
Yeah, that's always going to be something that I think anybody who uses the internet would have in mind. That is, you could constantly be giving out your personal information, and sometimes you know it, sometimes you don't, and it could be an issue in the future. I don't think anybody would not know that.
Some people would. Okay. Or just how aware you are.
I guess so. And with this kind of gimmick, it's pretty obvious that it's an app that's trying to get more followers, more users, and I think for these consumers or these users, they know the same what this app is trying to do. But why is it that you want to know how this app rates you or things your personal traits are so badly that you would have to participate for some people? I mean, how does that work?
Actually, I think most of us are pretty clear what kind of person we are, but sometimes we still need some good tags to feel good about ourselves, and people are doing it out of a curiosity, I guess. And if you see your friends share some interesting links in the WeChat moment, you just want to see, okay, what's my tag? Am I a different person? And then I might try it to see whether I can get some interesting result.
Right. I think that's very right. And I think especially your point about hearing some good things about yourself, this is often, I think, for people's egos, like, oh, let me hear some good things about, you know, I have this great trait here, my personality is like this, all these kinds of things. And so there's many online personality tests, which I think, like, whenever you take any of these tests, they're not going to say, oh, you're actually really, obnoxious, but this. No, they're going to say almost only good things.
Positive
to you.
Positive things.
Right, exactly.
Things.
And so you're going to want to hear that sort of thing. And then also there's this desire to like be categorized, I suppose, like, oh, I'm this, or my spirit animal is that. These things that people are interested in, even though there's no real basis for any of it.
Yeah, and also sharing it in the friend circle or WeChat moments is the part that apparently a lot of people are happy to do that, but I might represent a small minority of people, and I'll voice it out for us, I suppose, is that actually when I saw this over the last few days, I did initially participate in it.
Oh.
Yeah. But it's, yeah, talking about an inflated ego today, right? but then it's towards the last step when it asked me if I'd okay it to share this, the results in my friend's circle. And then I know there are loads of snobs in my friend circle and some really critical people and some people that work with me, you know, and there's like a whole wide array of different contacts in my friend circle. I can't be bothered to categorize them. So I just decided to pull out last minute because I didn't want these people to see, first of all, have a huge ego and second of all, you know, all those tags. I just wanted myself to have that information. But of course, that defeats the purpose of the app. So, didn't happen.
Don't worry, Heyoung. Everybody, I guess, has the ego. Since you have made the confession, I made the confession too.
Just follow suit, my girl.
The other day, I did a different test. I saw a link shared by my friend. And what's the color of your life? What's the color of a character? Something like that. And the color of her is pink. So I tried the link and answered a few simple questions and it showed my color is white. Okay, the plainest color in the world. But I didn't share them. And I got a choice.
See, I didn't get the choice. Like, if you want to know the result, you'll have to share it. Mm. And I'm like, no. So
that's the bad part.
It's I was like pinching myself and making that difficult decision, and pulled out.
What a difficult decision. I think those of us on air right now are a little bit unusual because I think for most people, especially of our generation, it's. If it doesn't happen online, if it doesn't come out online, it doesn't count. It's like it didn't happen. And so that's how people focus. Like, you know, what's the point of taking this personality test if you can't show it to anyone? I think that's how a lot of people would go there. Obviously, they want it for themselves as well, but sharing it, you know, publicizing it to the whole world or their whole friend circle or whatever is a major part of the point.
Yeah, and that's how these online businesses, I think they've captured our minds in that way. They know it so well. And that's how a gimmick like this or a campaign like this has been designed. And I don't think this is going to be the last time that we see this kind of fad. These days, every other week, I think, there's going to be something, a new design of such nature that people will sort of participate and it is the popular thing at the moment. And then just in a couple of days' time, people forget about it.
Well, my question is, are people ever going to get tired of all these little fads? Because I feel like, say 20 years ago, you didn't see as many of these fads. Admittedly, the internet makes it so much easier to have them, but I wonder if, like, our generation or maybe the next generation won't just get bored of this and say, you know what, doing this thing and then doing this next thing a few days later and then the next thing and just on and on and on, if they won't just get so tired of all of this.
I'm not sure whether people will get tired, but I'm sure people will get numb about this phenomenon. I think many people are clearly aware that their personal information will be leaked to some extent. But compared to a lot of ways and channels to leak information nowadays, this is just a piece of cake, and they just don't care.
Yeah, probably pretty true.
Yeah, well, some people might hold a pessimistic view on this, and I think I'm still trying to so desperately to hold on to that last piece of security in my mind that I'm still trying to guard my information, and that's why whenever when I'm signing up to something online, and usually it asks you, like, are you willing to okay us to have your information and share it or something like that, and that's usually when I stop downloading that app. And I think for all consumers out there, I mean, whenever you use the internet, you become a consumer, I think. And that's one of the small but actually kind of important decisions you should make.
It is. And actually, I would say it's good that those companies outright ask you, say, hey, we're going to share your personal information. Is that okay? That's a good thing. I mean, it's annoying that you do that, but at least they're outright asking. For a lot of things online, whether it's or on your computer, you're installing this or that or downloading whatever, there'll be this long privacy policy that's, you know, if you were to print it out, it would be like 5 pages of just jargon, but yeah, somewhere in there. And you know, it's just too much to read. Like, I remember when I first, you know, started using computers, I would try and read those. And then after a certain point, I just gave up because it's all about the same. And it's kind of the price you have to pay for getting these things. I would say what would be good is, like you mentioned, either outright asking these important questions, or like I think Google did once, where they made like a consumer summary of all this important stuff, just like a paragraph or two, and then there's a long one for legal purposes. If they were to do that, separate it into what the consumer needs and what the legal representatives needs, that would be great.
Yes, and that is going to be, and already is, and an important part of the service. And also, if you don't get that right, well, these Internet companies would be open for legal disputes in the future. Mm. You're listening to Roundtable with myself, He Yang, Yi Yang, and Brian Kovzinski.